This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, we're coming back with the vote in the Senate to turn the government back on. That's still ongoing. But right now, let's go to this powerful John Bound report that's absolutely critical.
Well, it's after midnight, and the votes weren't there to keep the government running. It's been roughly 5 years since the government shut down. The Democrats point their fingers at the Republicans demanding the protection of non-citizen DACA dreamers, while American taxpaying citizens are the ones who will be left in the cold.
I really believe that 1 week from now, we will have DACA on the books.
They held all this hostage. All of it hostage. Over the completely unrelated issue of illegal immigration.
It's almost as if you were rooting for a shutdown. And now we'll have one. And the blame should crash entirely on President Trump's shoulders. This will be called the Trump shutdown.
As the White House just indicated, the president's not going to talk about the issue at all while the government shut down. He made it quite clear. Said, when Democrats start paying our armed forces and first responders, we'll reopen negotiations on immigration reform. So this particular strategy has eliminated the possibility of getting a signature on the thing that shut the government down over. Anybody explain to me this strategy? I'm perplexed.
Underlying the shutdown mess, the release the memo movement. Rolling Stone has ridiculed the suspicion of corruption, writing, "The memo in question is a confidential four-page document assembled by a stealthy group of House Republicans, led by Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes over the past month. Surprisingly enough, they seem to have found what they set out to find, judging at least from the dark and hysterical hints about the contents of the memo that right-wingers in Congress began to issue last evening. And the Mockingbird media continues to stir that pot."
This meme that's breaking my Twitter feed this morning, what is this memo that you guys are selling as so significant?
Yeah.
It's a meaningful event, I'm telling you, and it's so important to me and other members that not only members of Congress, but that we declassify as best we can this information and provide it
to you.
What
kind of information is it?
It's primarily dealing with Department of Justice and FBI, and imagining this. Did they propose or provide information to the FISA courts, and was that information accurate? That's the essence of this.
So and you believe you have proof that a judge allowed warrants in violation of the legal standard for those warrants?
I'm not going to elaborate on it other than that.
It's a pretty loaded suggestion, though. I mean, this is huge, but I can't tell you why.
Meanwhile, the inertia from those so-called dark and hysterical hints are gaining momentum as the concern over the contents of the four-page classified memo intensifies.
And particularly, the authentication processes that are laid out in the memo are of such fiction. They are so laughable that they would never withstand scrutiny from the public. And what I'm worried about is that the cast of characters identified in this memo is not a group of people who are gone. Many of these people are still in our government. They still wield influence, and that's why we've got to get this information out in public.
But you just said people will be fired at the FBI and Department of Justice,
and possibly worse. I think that there could be people who could face criminal consequences as a result of the activities that are laid out in this memo. And it's easy to see after reading this memo why Senator Grassley and why Senator Graham wanted to refer this matter for criminal prosecution.
By releasing the memo and releasing the file, what it would reveal is the Fed's reliance on bad sources and methods. The American public deserves the truth. We should not hide the truth from them. They've waited too long. Do not pull a wool over their eyes. Show them the facts. They deserve nothing less.
The Democrats will now thumb their nose at what they perceive as President Trump and the Republicans' failure to lead.
A champion in rallying those forces is our distinguished majority whip, for the moment. No, well, Steny Hoyer.
Whatever I am at any given moment, I'm pleased
a mental test.
But ultimately, the harebrained Democrats are...
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I'm an American. I'm a father. I'm a patriot. I like free market. I like common sense. I like living in a free country. And, you know, I saw these memes online where they go, Jones loves our military now, but he used to think our military wanted to put us in FEMA camps. I never said our military was bad or hated us. I said under Bill Clinton and then under Bush and then under Obama, we got real government memos and documents and training manuals from the military because they were patriots, where Obama was trying to train the military for gun confiscation. Ever civil unrest. And 2.5 weeks ago, we got documents from inside Antifa and George Soros' foundation that they've not denied are real, where it said we're going to cause a civil war. We're going to stir up a race war in America so Obama can declare martial law in 2015, but that failed. Then I got full-page ads they put in the New York Times saying we're going to resist, we're going to drive Trump out. And I see them trying to sabotage our economy in front of everybody in a big way. And we go out to their rallies in Austin and Los Angeles and in New York this weekend. We probably got close to 100 videos on InfoWars.com of men spitting on women at women's marches. At men running over and farting on Millie Weaver with their wives, acting, I mean, we're talking like ripping, like three-year-olds. And everyone acting like lobotomized children, running around, screaming, yelling, going nuts. And I've asked Kit, one of the other great crew members, I guess Kit's in New York, he's not back yet, Kit Daniels, somebody to compile the 100 videos or whatever just to an InfoWars page where it's just all there. Like, you know, the women's march, total insanity, words do not describe it. You've got to see it for yourself. And we weren't cherry picking. I guess they have posted it. There it is. We were not cherry picking. That's just some of them. I didn't watch the one where everybody's spraying the guy. Whatever that is. And there's, I don't even see the footage here of at nighttime, Antifa attacking everybody and trying to keep people from going into a Patriot event. And then Chelsea Manning goes in, everybody's nice to her. And then she comes out and says, I confronted the white supremacist. It's like make believe. It's like LARPing. It's like you're a kid, you imagine that your dad's truck is a monster and you're fighting in the front yard with a stick or something. I mean, it's like they work for the people that are race baiting. They work for the people that robbed Haiti. They work for the people that are funding radical Islam to take over. I mean, they're really bad people. Hillary Clinton said black people were super predators. Hillary Clinton praised the Grand Dragon of the KKK. But they don't care. It's about make-believe, and it's about a club they're in, and it's about them living in this open, free society. Almost none of them have jobs. And they march over to our camera people and keep saying, we got to have DACA. These are citizens. They have a right to be here. There should be no borders. Well, explain to us how people that aren't from this country are citizens. F you, I hope you die. And it's all just about signaling to each other that they're cool. This is the kids that want to be cool in school. You know, most people that were cool in school ended up not being cool. So they're uncool. And the folks that wanted to be cool, they're not cool either. What about folks you never really heard about? You know those guys that everybody thought was like an undercover cop, but they weren't. You know, he had a girlfriend that was in college, or it's a woman. She's already, you know, writing her second novel. You find that quiet person, and then you see them, you know, driving off in their $100,000 car. It's not just they're wealthy. It's like, oh, I published 5 books. Since you asked who I am, and I got to go. I'm going to go hang out with some 30-year-old people. That's what's really going on at school. See, you want to find those people because they're there. And they don't want to talk to you, not because they're elitist. They just know you're an arrested development person. I was hanging around with guys that, you know, had already been on 4 or 5 tours in the military when I was 16 or 17 because they were fun and they were cool. I was going to shooting contests, you know, with the police and the FBI when I was 16. That's what I was doing just because I was a good shooter. People invited me. That's what I did. But see, I'm not Arrested Development. At 21, I had a syndicated radio show. By 30, I was on over 100 radio stations. By 43, I'd helped elect the first American restorationist president in history. Those aren't brags. It's just fact. It was the famous actor played Cowboys. It wasn't John Wayne. It was distributed. Who said no brag, just fact? One of those guys. And it's not bragging to say this. This is why we're under attack. This is why they're after us. This is why they don't like us. We're coming back from break. We're going to go to Joel Gilbert and his new film that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com. Trump, The Art of the Insult, which he does after they attack him and where he uses the name to properly name what they are. Sloppy Steve. Crooked Hillary. It's powerful. It's a must-see. It's coming up. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. But before we go back to our guest here, I wanted to just go ahead and get to one other clip here. As they prepare to have the vote. They've already had a vote to limit debate. Now they're grandstanding, the Democrats are. We'll see what happens. But I thought we should play this clip by Jeff Greenfield. When I watched CNN, I expect the indictment of Trump to be imminent. CNN reporter admits no one cares about Russia conspiracy theory. And so now that Zucker's out, as of last week, we broke that and told you, Roger Stone told you he will be gone by January. Said that 4 months ago. Next year's news today. CNN has wrecked itself doing this. So you're going to see a little more sanity come in now that Zucker is gone. So now they're not going to be fired if they don't say he's a Russian agent, Alex Jones is a Russian agent, George Soros murdered Hitler himself when he was a Nazi collaborator. I mean, that's the type of, you know, upside-down world stuff they're putting out. So here is Jeff Greenwald. Here's part of that clip.
Well, you know, I remember talking years ago to a United States senator who would go home and watch Keith Olbermann when he was on MSNBC beating up Bush. And I said, why do you do that? And I was told it's like sinking into a nice warm bath. And I think on both sides of the divide, people are sinking into nice warm baths to reconfirm what they believe. I mean, if the idea that, you know, when I watch CNN sometimes, I expect the indictment on Donald Trump to be imminent because the focus on Russian collusion and that issue is very strong. And if you turn on MSNBC, you're going to get a pretty much a nightly dose of, you know, the prosecutor's case against Donald Trump.
That's Greenfield, Jeff Greenfield. So this is kind of how they're going to sneak out of this, back out of this now. Oh, come on, we're all in our own echo chamber. No, the economy's coming back. The border's getting secured. Retirees are getting their future secured. Thousands of new factories are coming back. Apple just announced $350 billion in new investment. The Japanese have announced all total $1 trillion in new investment. I mean, I'm not going to spend all our time on this. That's reality. Free market delivers a place for a bunch of spoiled brats to bitch and complain. Like the Women's March. Free market delivers, not communism, not socialism, not command and control. It's a fact, and you know it's true. And I know our audience knows that, but we're the people getting outside the bubble. That's why they're trying to censor us everywhere. That's why they have to do that, because we're the winners. We are carrying the light in the dark of the night. Here is another CNN reporter now telling the truth. Maeve Reston saying, out in America, everybody's sick of this. Here it is.
And I think that what's going to be so interesting to watch this year, one of the things that I'm most excited talking to voters about, is you are starting to see that uneasiness about the economy sort of dissipate. Remember, even in 2016, when we went out to these swing states and talked to voters, there was still this fear that things were suddenly going to turn down again. You don't feel that as much anymore. And I'm so interested to see how the Russia investigation affects things, because so far out in these districts, when you talk to people about Russia, and that's all we talk about at CNN, basically, they say they don't care. It doesn't have any effect on their lives.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. It's the bounty of the free market and the Renaissance and classical liberalism. So stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers who'll give you everything you need, which is you and your family with God, not the state, not the system. Joel Gilbert joins us for the balance of the hour. At the end of the hour, we have something very special for Conan O'Brien, a little music video I put together because he's been out virtue signaling in one little tiny area at a private resort in Haiti. It's all heavily guarded, saying, oh, it's wonderful, no problems here, when the whole island is a leftist money laundering pit where they keep it in poverty on purpose, but that's a whole other issue. Here is the trailer for the powerful new film available at InfoWarsStore.com. Trump, The Art of the Insult, directed by the amazing director, Joel Gilbert. Here is the trailer.
Call women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
And they said that wasn't politically correct. Who cares? You haven't been called.
I have a
go back to Univision. I think Jeb is a nice person. He's very low energy. I'm not used to that kind of a person. Throw him out. Throw him out into the cold. Don't give him their coat. No coat.
L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Lioness.
I have never seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion.
The most dishonest human beings. These people right here. Look at all the cameras.
So disgusting.
This socialist / communist.
Crazy Bernie. He's crazy as a med bug.
Who, Pocahontas?
The Indian.
Very offensive.
I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas? Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, Pop. She's been crooked from the beginning. Crooked Hillary. Politicians are really dishonest. Yeah.
Donald Trump alleges that my dad was involved in assassinating JFK.
This had nothing to do with me, except I might have pointed it out.
This guy was sweating so badly. Thank God he has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen, because they were protecting him.
I'm trying to be nice. You know, I'm working hard to be nice.
He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees.
Put glasses on so people will think you're smart. It just doesn't work. You know, people can see through the glasses.
I'll make 3 or 4 major speeches. He makes a speech for 15 minutes. He goes home, goes to bed.
We live off Chinese manufacturing. That's because when you say we, you are stupid.
Repeat after me.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency. That's not going to happen.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Tuck you in bed, and your mother is voting for Trump.
InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, get the new film. Very powerful. In fact, I've already watched it with my children, and I've explained to them that the globalists teach you to lay down, and when you stand up, it's bad. We don't throw the first punch, verbally, physically, you name it. But when you throw the punch, when you do it, calling him a misogynist, a Nazi, well, you're Crooked Hillary. Other people called him all sorts of horrible names, and he's a counterpuncher. Well, so am I. And I will sit there and insult these people all day long. I'm tired of laying down. What about you? Joel Gilbert, you made a lot of amazing films. We've carried them all. We sell them all. They're all groundbreaking. But this one is fun and very, very celebratory. So congratulations on what you've done. It's really a special film.
Thanks a lot. Look, I urge everyone, you got to get this film in the Infowars.com store. First of all, you'll laugh nonstop the whole time. But more importantly, there's a lot of important lessons. You'll see how Middle America fell in love with a Manhattan billionaire because he was the only one of the Republicans that was willing and capable of standing up to Hillary and the leftist media complex.
Exactly. And he knew that we were talking like that at home.
Absolutely. And he did it, don't forget, with a mix of truth and humor. That's why it stuck. When Megyn Kelly kind of started it off, she accused Trump of calling women fat pigs, slobs, and disgusting animals. He answered, only Rosie O'Donnell. And people laughed and laughed. Maybe a week later, Jorge Ramos kept interrupting him at a press conference, and Trump said, as you saw in the trailer, go back to Univision. Now, people are thinking, go back to Mexico. And this is why he got so much heat, and he didn't apologize. Trump never apologized, and that's why.
Well, imagine if you were a U.S. reporter in Mexico City in somebody's face telling the Mexicans what to do. They'd say, go back to El Norte, Yankee.
That's right. And Trump took everybody on one by one, and if you mess with him, you usually didn't last in the Republican race more than two or three more weeks. And the media couldn't stand up to him either. So this film, 95 minutes of nonstop laughter, but you get to know Donald Trump. I thought I knew Trump. I studied Trump. I thought I knew him. Only when you see this all back to back, how he reacts from the heart. He speaks from the heart. He said what he said. He meant what he said. Even if it's a little inarticulate or doesn't quite make sense, people understood he was.
Oh, exactly. They say Trump's a fake. It's the opposite. And they'll kind of now admit it behind the scenes. They go, this guy's crazy. He really believes all this.
Absolutely. And you'll see the genius of Trump. They say, oh, he's chaotic. He's just, a sideshow. In fact, he controlled the entire media complex with very simple marketing ideas. Started out with Jeb Bush, had $120 million in the bank, and Trump thought of two words, low energy, low energy. And it was over. It was over because he branded him with this kind of funny and kind of true concept. And he went after them one by one. So when you see the film, you end up really understanding Trump as an authentic, patriotic American who will stand up for America and not take it anymore. And that's what people wanted.
And now, 1 year later, they've got the government shut down to try to take away from the celebration. But even the left's come back to CNN and said, look, we're all over the country. Everybody that's actually got their head in the real world knows Trump's not even a conservative. He's just a Americana guy, free market guy. And people want the prosperity, and they're really sick of this.
Look, Trump started out his presidency. Usually you're given a 7-month honeymoon. Trump got about 7 seconds, and 2 million anti-democracy protesters took to the streets. They're back at it today, in the last couple of days. He's got the entire Democrat Party and media complex against him. And they use this term from the get-go, resistance. Now, we know resistance is a military term that was used by anti-Nazi partisans, by Hamas in the Middle East, the Islamist terrorists. And it's meant to lead people to violence in the Antifa movement. And that's when we saw this James Hodgkinson came out and tried to murder all the Republican leadership when Steve Scalise was seriously injured.
Which they admit. I mean, even the New York Times said, here's where they meet. Somebody could attack this and take the leadership out. Front page.
This is what they're trying to do. Obama was using all kind of messages, race baiting. The top 1% have got all your money. There's an evil boogeyman.
Oh, remember, Obama told illegal aliens to vote. We're going to come back. Joel Gilbert's our guest. The new film is a must-see. It is hilarious and informative.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KMLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Joe Gilbert is our guest riding the shotgun for the rest of the hour. More and more, the New York Times, the Washington Post, undercover videos from Project Veritas show the communist Chinese government, the biggest mass murderers in history, trying to crash our stock market, propping theirs up with government funding, at least five, some say 10 times what the U.S. government does, involves censoring libertarians and conservatives and Christians online through Twitter, Facebook, and Google. And it's all admitted. I mean, these people, there is a Democrat Party alliance with Communist China. They're financing the whole thing. And I just can't believe it's all out in the news. And then you've got Soros, the Nazi collaborator, funding the Antifa groups who are running all these demonstrations, and they are the vicious, most vile people. I've been covering conservative and libertarian demonstrations for 23 years, and only in the last six or seven did they turn into like demon zombies. And there's literally close to 100 videos shot in L.A., New York, and Austin over the weekend by our crew who are very brave. They want to go out and do this. I don't even order them to go out anymore. And these people spit on them. They scream at them. They say they're going to kill them. Now, this guy says on the video, give me a cup of coffee. I'm going to dump it on them. So I guess that's the new thing is they don't just go F you. They dump coffee on you. And then the New York Times, the Washington Post, I got a BBC article here. Fascist fighters on the streets of Portland's Antifa group. And they're just angels. Well, they're going to attack you, but they're freedom fighters. Because you're the Nazis, and see, they're the resistance. Now, I use the term the resistance because we had a globalist government here, and I called it information war. But, yes, it's war, like Gilbert said. They are trying to censor us off the web and making the announcements while they try to censor us off the street, where my own reporters went out for the young lady that got killed by the illegal alien, and the virtue signaling jury let her, the killer, go. We just tried to go cover the memorial service. And they had guns, communist flags, and they said, you're not coming in. The Austin cops said, we've been told stand down. Just like in D.C. when they blocked us for hours getting in to hear the president speak. And then folks went, hey, you got a VIP thing. You just go right to the front. Oh, Antifa wasn't there, Black Lives Matter, because that's the Democrats were going in. And they were coordinating with the D.C. police, later came out in the news, with the Maryland police. That's what's in the documents, too, is they coordinate with blue cities. Now, you talk about tyranny when you've got the police actively letting you attack people. It's dangerous. And imagine what they would have done if Hillary would have gotten in. Joel Gilbert, the maker of the new amazing film that everybody needs to get and support the InfoWar, but it's something everybody's got to watch to remember all this. It's just a celebration of how we got here to fight back against these tyrants with free speech. Trump, the art of the insult, standing up to bullies, directed by Joel Gilbert. I added the part, standing up to bullies. Again, they're not used to this. What are they going to do as they just keep ratcheting up the violence, ratcheting up the attacks, ratcheting up the censorship? Where do you see the immovable object against the unstoppable force? How is this going to end?
Well, let me first comment on one thing is that the Democrat Party today is a radical socialist party. Most rank-and-file Democrats don't understand that. Barack Obama is kind of the epitome of the story of how the radical socialists and communists took over the Democrat Party. In the late 60s, Bill Ayers, Weather Underground, there were open calls for revolution, bombing police stations, murdering people, and they said they were going to put 50 million Americans in re-education centers and murder 25 million of them. And this plan failed very badly because it was so evil. When these terrorists came out of jail and out of the underground into Chicago in the 1980s, they taught the young group of radicals at that time, like Barack Obama, you cannot overthrow the government from the outside. We were wrong. Instead, you need to overthrow it from within. Therefore, don't tell people about your Marxism and socialism. Keep it to yourself. Just tell people you want to help families. You want to give them free health care. And once you take power, you'll throw them under the bus and pursue this radical agenda that no one voted for. And then you can use the tools of state to maintain power. And that's what Obama did in 2012 by using the IRS to suppress the conservative free speech movement while the left was allowed to organize. And then he interfered apparently in the 2016 election and tried to through the FBI and DOJ. It's classical Marxist behavior because they cannot maintain power with their policies that are failures. We didn't need Russian interference in either election. We had our own Bolshevik in the White House in the form of Barack Obama. Now, when you see the film Trump, the Art of the Insult, which you should buy in the InfoWars store, please, Art of the Insult, you'll see the simplicity of the message of just standing up to this fascism. When Trump had those all those rallies, like the Trumpapalooza tour, he'd fly in, and you'll see that in the film, he'd fly into these airport hangars 4 and 5 times a day, and he'd put on this great performance art, mocking and ridiculing Hillary and his opponents, and these idiot protesters, this is how stupid the left is, the protesters would show up thinking, well, we're going to show up, Trump, we're going to make him look bad, and the media would come to cover these protesters. And you'll see in the film, as soon as the protesters start screaming, Trump is a racist, he would say, oh, look over there at the protesters. He starts smiling. He was just waiting for the protesters, and he tricked them into giving him $2 billion worth of free earned media. So in answer to your question, if Trump just continues to be himself, representing that middle America, that Harry Truman-style person that speaks from the heart and tells it like it is, I think he can win out with the Republican Party in 2018 and in the end win the day, because the radical socialist Democrats do not represent anything to do with American society or free market principles that made this country so great.
Man, Joel, you are so on target, and that is exactly what we're dealing with here. The globalist and the socialist-controlled media, they're so used to having no opposition and an asleep population, they can get away with this. But now you see the moves they're making. They're so dumb, but they've worked everywhere else in the world. Soros has overthrown, as you know, more than 10 countries. I had some really interesting fellows here in studio whose military backgrounds are, you know, secret, but I know some of it, who are top-tier, you know, guys, the most elite teams out there. And they were asking me, what do we do as veterans and the groups we know to counter this? Because these groups are terrorists. They saw the videos of Antifa with guns, not letting people demonstrate in America. And I had to say to them, just keep waking people up. Let's make the country be successful. Let's counter who they are, information warfare. But at a certain point, I didn't know what to say or what we should do, but just move forward. What would you say to those guys they should do?
Well, I'll get to that, but people, you got to understand that Trump was not a real estate guy when he ran for president. He'd been in the entertainment business for 30 years. He'd been doing marketing and hype through pro wrestling, pro boxing, USFL, Miss America, Miss Universe.
Sure, he said, my job will be being a cheerleader for America and the economy, and it's here. The globalists have been cheerleading for China against us. Exactly. So the answer is love America, love success, love free market, love ourselves. That will counter the globalists trying to demoralize us.
Well, and Trump has done it with really what were essentially leftist tactics. I got a email from somebody. He saw my film and said, Saul Alinsky works for us now. And it's true, because Trump, while he's going to sleep or when he wakes up, it's very easy for him to send out a few tweets, and he literally changes the entire narrative of the country and the news that obsess over every single tweet.
And then he can always change the narrative of the next one, and they're so narcissistic they don't get they're being led around by the nose like a mentally ill bull.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We should go on to the end, whatever the cost may be.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We shall defend our republic. We shall never surrender. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. Joel Gilbert is our guest. I'm going back to him in just a moment, but this dovetails all together. We're in the middle of an epic battle, historical battle against free market systems that have their own problems, but are light years better than command and control, the ancient forms of barbarism and everything that comes with it, like black unemployment doubling under Obama and food stamp usage doubling under Obama. It doubled from, what, 49 million to 100 and something million. Total control. And I've known people that were smart, good-looking, intelligent. You see them after 5 years unemployment, they're like zombies. Sedentary lifestyle. How many people retire and then die in the first 6 months? A large percentage. I've had family that retires. They're super happy with type A personalities. They're dead in a year. So it's the same thing. They want to make you dependent. It's sick. And Obama flies in on jumbo jets and tells Africans you can't have cars and air conditioning. They're selling austerity, and Trump's selling prosperity, and whole new economies out of clean technology. You know, the whole new budget and everything Trump's done and the tax cut has all this really innovative new energy stuff, and it's not just boondoggles, it's just tax write-offs to bring that industry here and to bring innovation. And Trump's taking the regulations off what they call disruptive technology. Secretly, that's what he's really doing, I'll let you know, is allowing the deployment of a lot of technology the U.S. has been sitting on. And that's this year. It's already started. This year you're going to see, oh, look at this thing our scientists discovered. Oh, they just published the paper. Oh, we're going to give this to U.S. companies. Watch, within 1 month. Yes. Yes, Buck Rogers. Let's go, baby. Yeah. Got somebody not out to screw you. But the globalists got us to the point that they were going to shut down free speech, shut everything down, and really bring in nasty stuff. And even large sections of the elite went, you know, this globalism doesn't work so good, and this is really nasty, and we don't want to do this. So there's a real war going on in the elite right now. Don't think Trump just did this on his own. He was recruited by patriots and U.S. intelligence agencies, for a fact. Trump was recruited by the U.S. Army. That's a big secret, but you deserve to know what the Democrats already know. You deserve to understand what's really going on. We were being held underwater. The country was being drowned. That's over. And the communist Chinese are crapping their britches right now. It isn't hurting their people that we're having a good economy. That'll help them. I'm going to go back to Joel, but let me get this right now. I'm going to hold Joel for a little bit the next hour, but let me just get to this right now. It makes me sick to watch the One Foundation in Africa and Haiti collect billions of dollars, that's Bono and U2, and then only give 1%. That's mainstream news. They give 1%. You can click on the Daily Mail article. And then to watch Conan O'Brien go to Haiti to the one of two resorts where it's somewhat safe, where rich people basically barge in on boats and don't go anywhere else, landlocked between mountains. And he says, oh, Haiti is beautiful, it's wonderful, come here. Well, we hope to help Haiti, let them get their own economy. But when you read the State Department travel advisory, it says violent crime such as armed robbery is common. Local police may lack the resources to respond effectively to serious criminal incidents or emergencies. Protests, tire burning, and road blockages are frequent and often spontaneous. That means getting robbed. And it goes on to say the entire place is super deadly and dangerous. Okay? That's a travel advisor. He goes and poses with a coconut to virtue signal to say that Trump's full of bull, saying it's a literal you-know-what hole. When that's taken out of context, he said S-H-I-T, house, not hole. And saying, why are we only bringing people in from these countries but blocking it from others, which they do? Because it's about suppressing and controlling. So the internet picked this up and has gone in and photoshopped him in real scenes of Haiti. And the internet is standing up to his hypocrisy and his sick virtue signaling. But it's nothing compared to the leftist groups that go in there and use it as a money laundering operation, or the Clintons that have been caught shipping little kids out, and their own people been indicted and convicted for smuggling kids out for absolutely horrible things. Meanwhile, we send in food and resources and medicine, and Trump paid to have thousands and thousands of children get medical care back when he was a candidate, and no news coverage of that, but Rand Paul has talked about it. He flew in on the aid mission financed by Trump. So that's our crew, and that's our people. They're actually doing something. And you see all these evil white conservatives, they're actually helping. They're all conservatives. You see leftists grandstanding what heroes they are because they're posers and they're fakes and they're actors. So here's a satirical song I put together with video that we shot in Haiti, of not just him in the middle of cesspools and things, we'll come back to Joel Gilbert, but of him floating around again in the real Haiti. So here it is.
Donald Trump has lied to you. Haiti is a rainbow, a glory hole, a heavenly place to go. And Conan O'Brien, he will be your guide in the wondrous land in the sea. Drink your coconut, bathe in the pool, the ocean will smile at you. Donald Trump is a devil, a liar, a fool, misogynistic, evil, homophobe. How dare him pay to to send thousands of doctors to Haiti personally, and like Rand Paul, to do the hundreds of eye surgeries. Because Haiti doesn't need help. It's got coconuts and coconut milk. Heavenly place of Conan O'Brien. A loving leader said, oh, Conan O'Brien. He said it was a heavenly place. Liberals know the truth about it. It's not a shithole. And North Korea is not a hellhole either. Venezuela is good everywhere. The leftists run things. Oh, it is so good. So remember, remember, Haiti is your place. And they don't need any aid or any food or any medicine either. Because Haiti didn't need the $2 billion that the Clintons took. Oh, and then there's the one foundation that raised money as well. And Bono calls it the one foundation because he only gives 1%. But that's okay, they're so liberal. Oh, it's so trendy and good. So remember, Donald Trump is Hitler and everything will be good.
Don't forget to download the latest track at communismworkswonderful.com. And remember, free markets are true shit hole, but everywhere else that leftists run is heaven.
And again, if you go to Chicago where the left runs it, or New York, or Maryland, or L.A., it's just wonderful. Seattle, there's just crap everywhere, heroin needles, people flopping around. Joel Gilbert's going to be with us into the next hour because I want to give him the floor for a couple segments to really get into how we counter this and get serious. The new film everybody should order, Trump, The Art of the Insult. You absolutely need to get it at InfoWarsStore.com. Doesn't just fund the operation. It is hilarious, super positive, great for parties, great to write reports on for college or school. This is it. You need to get this film. It's Gilbert's best film, InfoWarsStore.com. We got about a minute and a half till we go to break here, but just seeing me be sarcastic about that, what do you think of Conan O'Brien and all this virtue signaling? And there's no end to these people.
I thought it was a fantastic video. The left live in a fantasy world. They've always lived in a fantasy world where there's a perfect utopia. As you saw in my prior film, there's no place like utopia. Leftists compare America to the perfect paradise, and they conclude that we must tear it down and rebuild this perfect world. Conservatives or normal people, I consider myself, I'm from Tennessee, I didn't grow up in L.A., we look at America and compare it to the rest of the world, and we, of course, conclude that America's free markets, free religion, and government system is the greatest place to live. We want to build it up. We don't want to tear it down.
That's right. We'll be back with hour number three. Joel Gilbert, your phone calls and more, because the globalists aren't giving up, and they're about to counterstrike big time and take our victory from us. But we're not going to let that happen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. If you're watching on Twitter, Facebook, Google, or other systems, spread those live links now as an act of resistance.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm so excited.